everybody doing this morning? I have the honor to introduce our speaker for this morning. He is my husband, as Josh Houston told me, my man, Minister Henry Mingo. I'm blessed to be his wife. I'm blessed to know him because I've seen how God has transformed his life over the past 6-7 years since he's been ordained a minister. For those that know him or don't know him, I'll tell you, he's very quiet. I'm the talkative one. I really don't see that because I don't really talk a lot. But I'm the talkative one and he's the quiet one. But when he takes on the stage and is bringing the word of God, the Spirit takes over. I mean, there's been instances where he'll break out in a song. I don't think he's going to do that today, though. But I've to be able to see what God has done and what he continues to do in our lives, that's why it's just very important that we always keep God at the center, Jesus at the center of our lives, because we always want him to be in control and take the wheel. And so I'll just go ahead and let him take the stage. Welcome, Minister Henry Mingo.
Just say I love you. General, I mean what you say. Mean what you say. Just don't say because I ask you. Mean what you say. Mean what you say. First of all, I want to give God the praise. I want to give him the glory and the honor that he's due in my life. I just want to thank him because he's done so much for me. I want to also thank Dallas Christian College. I'm humbled. I'm very humbled that you asked me to come and speak. I'm very blessed. I thank you. And my wife, lovely wife, I got to pay her. With what she just said, I got to pay her. She might get paid tomorrow. So that's a blessing. That's okay. I just want to speak to you a little bit about discipleship, being a disciple for Christ, which is a very serious honor. A disciple of Christ, the definition of a disciple is a student, a pupil, who is a general believer or a follower of Christ. And that is what we are. And so I just want to speak a title. My title would be Fishers of Men. And as a disciple, we are all fishers of men, which means we're learning the Word of God, not just learning the Word of God, but living the Word of God. And as we live the Word of God, our light will shine. And so we are to learn the Word and go out and teach and preach the Word to others. Because our lifestyle as a disciple, our lifestyle is what people are looking at. So we can live one way and teach another way, but that's not the way to go. You live the way that Christ lived. Christ teaches us in his Word what it is to be a disciple. Now, a disciple is following Christ. We're following Christ. Whatever Christ did and what we learned from him, that's what we go out and portray as disciples for Christ. Now, disciples for Christ, when we receive Christ into our lives and live the word of Christ and live the word of God, we become disciples. We become disciples. So we have to take that very seriously as in the Word of God, because people are looking at you. They're looking at us, and we are the light of the world. And so how you treat people, how you act, your characteristics, we have to, it has to be about Christ. So Christ loved, he forgave, he did all these things. So we have to be the same as Christ did. We have to live, love, and do all the things that Christ did. Now, not just Christ, not just living the Word, but we have to study the Word. Study the meanings of the Word. Just don't study the Word. Study the meaning. Get behind what the Scriptures mean. Because as you go out to be disciples, people are going to ask you, what do that mean? What do this mean? And we have to know what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And we have to love and do all the things that Christ wanted us to do, needed us to do, to be in his place. We have to be one with the Word. We have to be one with the Word, as in whatever the Word say, we cannot deter away from the Word. We do not change. The Bible says we do not change or add, take away from the Word. The Word is the Word, and we do not change the Word. As disciples, we follow directions by the Word. Now, when you become a disciple, in no matter where you are in life and wherever you at, wherever you may be, you are a disciple, because when you turn your life over to God, you are a disciple. In Matthew 4:19, when Jesus told Peter and Andrew, "Come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men," he told them that he was going to come with him, and he was going to teach them how to reach the people, how to walk right, how to talk right, not just teach them, but he showed how he loved. He showed what he was doing as that, in living the Word. And in St. John 8:31, Jesus talking. He said, "If you continue in my Word, and if you continue in my words, then you are my disciple." You are my disciple. So again, continue in my words means live. Live out his Word. Now, when you become a disciple, this is where things get tricky, because now you're going to get tested. You're going to be tested. And when you get tested, then people are going to lie on you. They're going to tell stories about you. They're going to do things that's not true. Now you have to show the characteristics of a disciple. Now you have to show love. Now, showing love, which is the most important one, but we're going to get back to that. The first one I wanted to talk about is in your test is going to be forgiveness. Because as a disciple, we have to be forgiving. No matter what they have done or said, we have to be forgiving. We have to learn how to... Forgiving is a learning process, because... Me first, I'm a witness that forgiving was my problem towards God. I had a problem. I had a situation with a friend. Well, she's a friend now. She's saved and filled with the Holy Spirit now. But I had a situation where she had done something to me in my past. And as a minister, I'm not talking about 3, 4, 5 years ago. I'm talking about, because we are flesh too. And so as a flesh, sometimes our flesh get in the way. The enemy gets in the way. And I had a problem one time, but God corrected me on that. Because as a minister, as a disciple of God, I cannot preach one thing and do another thing. And so as a minister of God, he whooped me. That's one thing y'all do not want to do. He whooped me. And as a minister of Christ, I had to get down on my knees and get on my face and ask God to forgive me, because I cannot stand here to be a disciple of God and then do another thing. And so I had to give on my knees and to ask God to forgive me for what I had done. And not only ask him, but I had to humble myself and ask the lady that to forgive me. Now, as a disciple, you're going to do it's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to do and say that you wouldn't normally do in the flesh. Because the spirit is different. You're different. The Bible says all things are passed away, behold, all things become new. So as a disciple, when you receive Christ, you are new. You're a new creature. You don't do the things that you used to do. You don't go to the same places that you used to go to. People are going to look up to you because you are the future. You are going to be able to draw people closer to God by your walk with God, by how you love God, how you love your people, how you love your enemies. It's easy to love somebody that loves you. But it's hard to love somebody that has done you wrong. But if you were to see and just reflect on what Jesus done for us on Calvary, what he done when they pierced him in the side and they done things to him, but yet and still he loved us so. Yet and still he still did these things. And so when things come up to me, when situations come up, I ask myself, how would Christ handle this? Because that's what we have to do. We have to, how would Christ handled it, because it's easy to get in the flesh. Let's be 100% real. It's easy to get in the flesh because we are battling every day. But what I learned through my relationship with Christ is I got the power. I have a choice. Life is all about choices. I have the choice to get up and see what I want to put on in the morning. I have a choice where I want to eat. And I have a choice to smile in the morning. No matter what comes my way, I will smile. I've been on my job 17 years. And not one day have they not seen me smile. Because I remember an old saying, let my smile be my umbrella. Sometimes that's what we have to do. No matter what we're doing, no matter what we're going on in our lives, as a discipleship, we should always show happiness. We should always be happiness. Now, that don't mean that we're not going to go through things. That don't mean we're going to have situations and trials and tribulations, because when you come to God, you're going to have trials and tribulations. That's when they're going to come the most. That's when the enemy is after you, because he has lost a soul, and he hates when he loses a soul. And so when you turn your life over to Christ, you becomes, the devil put a hit out on you. He put a hit out on you, because that's where he do not like that. And so forgiveness is one. The second one that I want to talk about is patience. As a disciple, you have to have patience. Everybody didn't get it the first time. I didn't get it the first, second, third, or fourth time. But they was patient with me. And that, as a disciple, we have to be patient. You know, we have to talk to them and understand them. As a minister, as a disciple of Christ, I've had people have called me. And we have to take discipleship very, very seriously. Because when we follow Christ, people are going to come to you for certain things you might not know how to handle. That's why our relationship is we have to have a good relationship with God. Because I have people have called me in the middle of the night and want to kill themselves. But as a disciple of Christ, I have to get up and talk to them. You know, you have to go to work in the morning. And whatever, you have to be there for them. You have to have patience with them. And I talked them out of it. God blessed me to talk them out of it, because it's nothing that I've done. I ain't nothing without Christ. You so I'm just an empty vessel without Christ. But with Christ, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So I'm letting you know right now, I didn't even think that I was going to be here, a minister. Because me, a minister, I'm like Moses. God, I can't do this. But the Bible says who he called, he qualified. Who qualified, he justified. And so as I got into that, I still didn't want to be. My father's a minister. My mother's has been saved. I never knew my father and mother in the world. Okay. And so I knew about Christ. I knew, but it's a difference knowing Christ and living for Christ. It's two different things. I went to church. I knew Christ. But until I started living for Christ myself, until I started praying, until I started getting a relationship with Christ, then I knew how to be a disciple. And peer pressure, that's another thing that we're going to go through as a young growing up. Peer pressure. People are going to want to... You think you better than me. You think you this. No, it wasn't that I thought I was better than anybody. I wanted better than what I had. No one is better than anyone, but I knew what God had for me. I knew if I served him and I was his disciple, and I knew that if I went out and done what he told me to do, then I knew God had things for me. And so what I did, I got tired of being sick and tired of going through the daily activities of what I was doing. When God came and got me as a disciple, God came and got me in a club. I was in a club when God came and got me. And it ain't funny how God asked you to ask yourself a question. And it was sounding kind of funny at first, but he asked me to ask myself a question. And I'm in the club with a drink in my hand, and I wonder why I was just babysitting a drink. And I'm just babysitting it, and everything going on, and he asked me to ask myself, what are you doing here? And I said, okay, God, I understand what you're saying, but I'm with my friends, I'm with my brothers, and we're having a good time. This ain't the time to talk to me, but God don't have no time. Your time ain't God's time. And he said, all right, what are you doing here? You say you love me, right? He said you love me. He said, I know that you thank me for waking you up this morning, starting your new way. All those is fine. But what are you doing here when you know better? I say, God. And then he asked me a question. He say, do you love me? And yeah, I love you, God. I love you. You woke me up this morning. You're the reason why I'm here. Now, do you love me? I said, yeah, God, I love you. He said, well, why are you giving the enemy all your time? He's trying to kill you. I came so you can have life and have it abundantly. But I came, but you're here showing him how much you love him. So what I need you to do is to stop lip servicing. Stop giving me lip service and start showing me how much you love me. And I never went to the club again. I never went back again. And that's been years and years. And so now I am a disciple of Christ. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I will, because we are representatives of Christ in the earth. We are God's mouthpiece. And we have to take that serious because someone is watching you. Don't never think there's no one that's not watching you. Somebody is watching you, and you might, just by your walk, just because how you treat people, just how your being is, you can change people. It's not always about talking demanding. Because when I first, I was so excited about being saved. I was so excited about being God's minister. I would push the word on people by being excited, you know. And you have to watch this. I would, every time they turn around, I would say, oh, you know, God is good. God is good. And which he is, which we all know. But we have to be careful how we do that. How we do that. And what I start doing is, God, talking to God, with the relationship that I have with God, God, you show me. You tell me what you want me to say to her. Because I don't know what to say to her or him. You show me what to say. You tell me what to say. And God will reveal it. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just be quiet. I learned that from being married to my wife or whatever. Sometimes it's best to just pray and go on. And then sometimes, you know, God will show it. He'll present another situation where you can go in and handle that. And but as a disciple. And so what I want people to understand about being a discipleship is it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. We cannot live one way and go and do another thing. We cannot go to clubs and drinking and partying and doing these things like this here and then come back and worshiping God. We cannot do that. As a true, we're talking about true discipleship, we have to stay with the word. And the word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so that's my way of being, giving my tribute to Jesus Christ for dying upon the cross for his sins. For my sins, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to come down there. He was rich. He was rich. He didn't have to come down to die for me. And knowing that I was going to hate him, knowing that I was going to spit on him, knowing that we was going to do all these things, and yet still Jesus Christ came down to the earth voluntarily. He said, I'll go. I'll go. And he loved me that much. And so we have to start taking things personal with Christ. I pray for everybody. But I say, God, I thank you for that. Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. You have to take it personal. When I seen the passion of Christ, I thought I was a man, manly man. You know, I can handle this. But and when you read the word, and good, but sometimes you need to put pictures with words sometimes. And so when I seen the passion of Christ, I had to put everybody out the house. I waited till she left. I went to my son left because I didn't want them to see me cry. You know. And what I did, I sit in front of the TV and I put a chair in front of the TV because I'm taking this personal now. because he loved me this much. So I'm taking it personal. So I sit in front of the TV and I seen all the things that Jesus went through for me. Okay? For me. And so I have to live my life. I cannot play. I have to live my life according to the word. And so as I go out being discipleship, because again, people are watching you. They're watching your walk with Christ. They're watching you, how you live, how you talk to people. And the third one is kindness. Ask people in the morning when you see them, speak to them. Say, how you doing? I'm talking about real. I genuinely care about how you doing, how you feel. Because I can say how you doing today and don't care nothing about you. But that's not a discipleship. That's not of God. And God is love. And so I have to show kindness towards you. Talk to you. See how you doing. Because you never know what someone is going through. You never know what someone has been through in their life. You don't know where someone is at in their lives, in their minds. Somebody could be just feeling down, and sometimes just saying hello, speaking to them, you're having a nice day. Even to go further sometimes, because you don't know what people are going through, even sometimes say, you know what, I'm going to buy you lunch. I'm going to buy you lunch today. You know, God put in my spirit to do this, do that for you, because you never know. You never know the person that's sitting by you don't have nothing to eat. You never be surprised at what people go through, because people do not like people to really just know what they're going through. And so sometimes just say, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? I love you. I need to tell my wife a little bit more than what I do, that I love her. You know, it's old saying again, give flowers while they're due. You see? And so you never know which one of us is going through anything. And so to be a disciple, all those things matter. All those things count to be a disciple of Christ, you know. And so we're walking like Christ. We want to be like Christ. We're trying to have all the attributes of Christ. And these are the attributes of Christ. And so as we go out, because we are going to encounter different situations, different things. We're going to encounter different situations. And so as we encounter different situations, we have to have again, the relationship with Christ, so he can tell us what to do and how to do it and when to do it. We don't always supposed to move when we think we're supposed to move. And Christ will give us that opening. And as young growing up, again, with peer pressure, each and every one of us in here are leaders. We're not followers. We're followers of Christ, but we're talking about of the world now. We are not followers. We are leaders. Every person in this place are leaders. And you lead through Christ. Everything you do, everything you say, every move that you make, do not ever make a move without Christ. Do not ever speak before you ask Christ what to say and what to do. Before I get up in front of a sermon, before I do my sermon, I ask God, what do you want me to do? Because I don't want to do anything out of the will of God. I don't want to say anything that God don't want me to say. I don't want to do anything that God don't want. It's all about Christ. This walk is all about Christ. We are nothing without Christ. And as a disciple, we have to understand that we work for God. We work for God. We get up in the morning, we clock in for God. We clock in for God, but we never clock out. We never clock out, but we clock in for God. And so all I want you to do is just keep remind yourself of who you are in Christ. And the Bible says we can do all things. So never think that you can't do nothing. You can do all things. You can do, you can be anything that you want to be in Christ. As a disciple of Christ, as a son, as a daughter of Christ. You can do anything you want to do. You can be anything that you want to be in Christ Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that he can't do. No illness, no health problem that God can't do. And as a disciple of Christ, and I keep saying disciples because we all disciples of Christ. Until God calls us home, we will be disciples of Christ. And so what you take from this day is to know that someone loves you. God loves you. Someone is watching you on your walk with Christ. So just don't say that I serve Christ. Be about Christ. Live Christ every day. Breathe Christ. Eat Christ. Whatever it takes, you do. Yeah, know what I'm saying when I say eat Christ. That means the whole world revolves around Christ. You don't eat, you don't drink water, you don't do nothing without Christ. I don't do this without Christ. I can't move without him. So that Christ is my being. And I am so blessed that he chose me to be a vessel for him. And I would not go back. It doesn't matter what going on in my life, what the situation may be, I will not go back because I live for Christ myself. My wife, she lived for Christ. She has the answer to Christ on Judgment Day, and so do I. So we live for Christ, but together we are willing vessel, and God going to use both of us, and I'm proud of her. I love her, and I know that y'all love her. I know she's in good hands, my brother-in-law. Man of Christ, and I just thank, Dallas Christian College for having me, and be blessed, and know that you are powerful men and women of God, and you are a disciple with a capital D. Capital D. And so we're standing for prayer. Father, we thank you for just the word that you have imparted into me. I thank you, Lord, today, God, that itching ears heard, oh, Holy God, and that they will stand on your word and your word alone, Father God, for they are your disciples, oh, God. Give them the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom, oh, God, to go through, Lord, today, God, whatever they have to go through in their life, oh, God, whatever burden that they carry, Father God, God, we lean in on you, oh, God. And so we just thank you again. We ask you, Lord, to bless this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And have a blessed and a wonderful day, each and every one of you.